Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Lamed Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur a little bit less than halfway down Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph. You'll notice a long question marking, a shin that's encircled with a descending vertical dashed line. As we say, almost halfway down the page to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. At the end of the line, you see the word boi. A question is raised. And as we said, there is in effect a long question. And on the side of our Gemara, we have a mivneh, a structural note that accompanies this section of Gemara. We will see Roman numerals 1 and 2. These are shnei lishonos b'mahi hashela shel Reish Lakish, two versions as to what Reish Lakish's question. What his question is, beinyin lotzeis choivas matzah b'chala shel meiser sheni, regarding the ability or lack thereof of fulfilling your matzah obligation using chala that you removed, that you tithed from meiser sheni. Number one, chala Atzma shel meiser sheni. There is the case of the chala tithe that was removed from actual meiser sheni dough. That's dough prepared from grains that one had separated and brought to Yerushalayim as meiser sheni. And the second version is chala shel lokuach b'meiser sheni. If one did not bring his actual fruits or grains that he tithed to Yerushalayim, but rather redeemed them, transferred their sanctity onto money. He then takes that money to Yerushalayim and buys food to eat in Yerushalayim. And that is all in accordance with things that are mentioned, that are stated in the Torah. That is called lokuach, the purchase of food with money of meiser sheni. We might as well point out that in our previous shiur, the latter part, toward the end of our shiur on Daf Lamed Zayin, so we saw Rav Asi introducing the issue of dough made from meiser sheni. Is there a chala obligation in the first place? And Rav Asi presented that as a machlokas tanoim, but we're working with the Shitas Chachomim right now that says, yes, it is chayav in being tithed, in having chala removed. In your mind's eye, it's a tithe from a tithe. Originally, it started off as meiser sheni grains, and you process that into flour, made it into dough, and now we're talking about removing the chala tithe from the meiser sheni grains. The Gemara. And again, we noted it already, but note that this is a very long question. It takes you to the third line from the bottom. Boi Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Ma'u shiyetzi odom yudecho vosoi b'chalo shel meiser sheni b'yushalayim. Let us, of course, assume that we're talking about a Kohen, and it's a Seder night, and you're a Kohen. Because the Kohen is the one that receives the challah tithe, a non-Kohen is strictly forbidden in eating the challah dough. So Kohen received a challah tithe, and he baked it into matzis, and the origin of this challah was meiser sheni, and he's in Yerushalayim. So can he use the matzis baked from this and fulfill his matzah obligation? The Gemara has a bracketed section, and in the on the side of the Gemara, you notice a starred note where we wrote the following: Besocha sugraim ho'elu v'habois, within these brackets and the next set of brackets, Hagemara meres lanu lefi mi loy shoel reshokis es shelaso. Reshokis is raising a question, but we will be telling you according to whom the question is not raised. In other words, according to whom the question doesn't even begin. So that having been said, let's take a look at the brackets. Aliba de Rabbi Yosi Haglili lo tiboy aloch. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that said that you cannot fulfill your matzah obligation with something that an onain is not allowed to eat. And he had darshan this. This is something we have seen already back on the Aflamid Vov, where he darshan lechem oini as meaning lechem that an onain is someone who is in his first stage of mourning, close relative died and he hasn't been buried yet. That's an onain. It's before the 7 days of mourning, what we call the Shivyame Avelus. He is an onain, and according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, someone cannot fulfill his matzah obligation if it's something that an onain is not allowed to eat. So according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, lo tibay alach, there is no question. Hashta bechulin lo nafik. Chulin is a somewhat confusing term. Chulin generally means the mundane, but here it would be a reference to the Meiser Sheni after the challah has been removed from it. Chulin maybe can be understood in the context of a non-Kohen can eat this. Once the challah tithe has been removed, that which remains behind is now called chulin vis-a-vis the population of eaters. So Meiser Sheni is something that an onain is not allowed to consume. The pasuk says lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. So according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, who makes that his standard for matzah, namely the ability of an onain to eat it, so there is no question. And mind you, in the chulin version of Meiser Sheni, he cannot be yotze bechaloso mibaya, the challah from Meiser Sheni. Is there any question about that? Certainly not. In other words, if in the lesser level sanctity form of dough, and hence matzah, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the fulfillment of matzah cannot be accomplished, certainly in the case of the higher level sanctity, challah taken from the Meiser Sheni, certainly will not be a means of fulfilling your matzah obligation. Because once again, according to Yosi Haglili, matzah is fulfilled only through something that an onain can eat from. The question here concerning the fulfillment of the matzah obligation through challah of Meiser Sheni is a question that would be posed according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva does not have that drosha of lechem oni, meaning something that an onain can eat from. So therefore, even if it's something that an onain cannot eat from it, nevertheless, you could still fulfill your matzah obligation. So when does Rabbi Kiva say that Meiser Sheni will be okay? Bechulin hudinofik. Is it so that with the, we'll call it the tithed Meiser Sheni, the balance after the challah has been removed, you can be yotze with that, the imetamu, if it would become tamei, yesh loem heter b'moishavos. This Gemara is a bit brief, but we should give sort of a word of background, and that is, according to Rabbi Akiva, you are yotze with matzah if it's something that can be eaten b'chol moishvoisechem. The Torah itself says that one is to eat matzah wherever you are. So, now, Meiser Sheni itself cannot be eaten wherever you are. It's eaten only in Yerushalayim. So, ostensibly, Meiser Sheni is something that you cannot use for matzah fulfillment, because it doesn't conform to the Torah's expectation of B'chol Moshvo Seichem. However, Meiser Sheni has the potential of B'chol Moshvo Seichem, being that if it becomes Tomei, if it becomes defiled, so, yesh lan heter b'moishavos. the defiled Meiser Sheni can be redeemed and then is taken out of Yerushalayim and eaten wherever you are. Avo Chala, but the Chala tithe removed from the Meiser Sheni, the challah which is given to a kohen, the imetamia less lehetiv b'moshavas l'sreifa asya, challah just like truma, when it becomes tame, it is to be burnt. So it has no chance of going out there into the moshavos, into wherever you are. Lo nafik, so you cannot use the challah of ma'aser sheni for matzah fulfillment. And once again, the main point being, because it has no potential of being eaten b'chol moshvosechem. It's something that's limited to Yerushalayim. And as Rabbi Kiva darshened back on the Daf Lamed Vav, matzah is that which you can eat b'chol moshvosechem. Oy dilma, amrinon, or maybe, we say as follows, hoyol v'ilu lo koro la shem v'itmi is la eter b'moshvos finofik ba. Since when you had your Meiser Sheni dough, and you did not separate or declare verbally a section of the dough to be challah, at that stage, you had what we call the potential challah was there, but you had not made the challah declaration. You had not designated a part as being challah. And at that point, let us say the Meiser Sheni had become Tomei. And at that point, you could have redeemed it and taken it out of Yerushalayim and eaten it wherever it is, including that latent challah. So since all of this potential exists, Hashtona minofik, now too, that none of that happened, and you tithed it as a challah, and it didn't become Tomei at all, the Kohen is going to eat this as matzah, and Yerushalayim can fulfill his obligation, all because of this hoyol, this potential connection of the challah to b'chol moshvosechem, as we describe. Iko d'amri, another version states, ho vaday lo tibay aloch, de vaday amrinan hoyol. The question that we just posed is really not a question. It's obvious that you'll be able to be yotzei, fulfill your obligation with the challah of Meiser Sheni, because we will apply this ho'il logic. Ho'il, as we said, since all the potential logic that we explained already. Kinti boyaloch, the question comes up regarding the following case. Challah halokuach bekesef Meiser Sheni. Again, you can see structurally there's a skipping section, and where the question is elaborated upon just afterwards, after the brackets, is the continuation of the question. First of all, we explained in our introduction, but we'll repeat ourselves. Chala halakuch b'kesef ma'aser sheni is chala that comes from dough that was purchased through monies that had been used to redeem some original Meiser Sheni. You took that cash, brought the cash to Yerushalayim, and bought with it some dough, and tithed it, removing the challah from that dough, giving it to a Kohen, and now we want to know, what about being Yotzei challah with that, being Yotzei matzah with that particular challah dough? Of course, you'll bake it. That goes without saying. So we're talking about halo halo kuach because of Meiser Sheni. And in the brackets, we will tell you according to whom there is no basis for even raising the question. V'aliba de Rabbonon lo tibay aloch. According to the Rabbonon that argue with Rabbi Yehuda, there is no question. Kevon de Amri yifdeh. Since they say that something purchased with Kesef Meiser Sheni that became defiled, that became Tameh, it is subject to Pidyon, it can be redeemed. So, Hainu Meiser, it would then have the same characteristics as the first question. Whatever we said before regarding Meiser would apply to this as well. And once again, because of the potential redemption, in the event that it became Tomei, so it's something that can be eaten wherever you are, and whatever we said before will apply here as well. The question concerning the chalak lokuch kesef ma'aser sheni arises within Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it shall be buried. Once again, we're talking about the dough having become tomei. The ma'aser sheni, dough before the chala was removed. If you're talking about dough that was lokuch because of ma'aser sheni, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no redemption for that. It's not strong enough, it's not holy enough to grab onto the money that you would set aside for redeeming it. So it doesn't lend itself to redemption. Disnan, and here is the background to the background, so to speak, halokuch, because of Meiser Sheni Shinitma, food that you bought with Meiser Sheni money that became Tomei, that can be redeemed, and then you take the food and eat it wherever you like. Rebuda Omer Yikover. No, Rebuda says there is no hope for it anymore. It shall be buried. So the question is, as the Gemara said here, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Mi Amrinon Hoyil V'i Lo Lokua Chave V'hoyil V'lo Koro Ole Hashem the itmi yesh lo heter b'moishavos v'nofik bay. Since if it wasn't something you purchased with Meiser Sheni money, and since if you didn't declare it as challah yet, in other words, let us say you had basic Meiser Sheni, not lokuch because of Meiser Sheni, but basic Meiser Sheni, and you had not been korei shame, you hadn't made the challah designation yet, and you have then Meiser Sheni that became tomei. Well, you could redeem it and take that food, that dough, and eat it wherever you are. And that would be good for matzah as far as the Torah expectation of b'chol moshvo zechem. Hashto nami nofik bay. Now, too, that it's challah removed from the lokuach bekesef ma'aser sheni, you can be yotze with it. Once again, because of all of this potential. We have two stages of potential here. One, that what you're eating wouldn't have been lokuach, but would have been actual ma'aser sheni. And even that, the actual Meiser Sheni, had I not designated the challah, I could have ended up eating this if it had become Tomei b'chol moshvo zechem after redeeming it. So too now that I have tithed the challah from the lokuach Meiser Sheni, I can be yotze matzah, oy dilma, or possibly chad hoyul amrinon, trei hoyul lo amrinon. Or maybe as far as the we'll call it the elasticity of halacha, that extends only as far as saying one ho'il, one potential, one level of potential. However, in this question, we, as you can see, we dashed on the line ho'il and numbered them one and two. You had to come on to two levels of potential before you could see this challah halakuch because of Meiser Sheni being eaten b'chol moshvo seichem. So maybe that far we don't go and allow you, and thereby allow you to fulfill matzah. So where do we stand? Oh, my Rava, Mistabra Shem Meiser Chadhu. Rava is remains unflinched by the double hoil. He says that since the root of all of this is from Meiser Sheni, so we won't be any more stringent here than we would with regard to basic Meiser Sheni. And if you'll tell me that one hoyol is something we will accept, so too over here you can be yotze with the chala halakuach bekesef Meiser Sheni. Chalas toda urukike nozir v'chule. This is a quote from the Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where it was stated that if you have these loaves that were made for a challah, that is for the toda. It's a loaf, chalas toda. The toda sacrifice is a sheep offering that's brought along with 40 loaves. So we're talking about one of the loaves of the toda offering. Most of the loaves brought along with the toda offering, in fact, cannot be chametz. There are 40 loaves. 30 of the loaves must be matzah. So let's say you have a matzah loaf from a korban toda, or a nazir. He too brings 20 loaves along with his nazir sacrifices, his shlomim sacrifice. He brings actually three sacrifices, but the shlomim sacrifice, there are 20 loaves that accompany that, and they must be matzah. The Mishnah said that if he made the loaves for his own korban toda, or his own nazir sacrifice, so he cannot be yotze with them. However, if he made the loaves for sale to the public, amongst whom there are people that need a korban toda, or there are nazirs out there, you can be yotze with such a loaf. Mino hani mili. From where do we know that if you made it for yourself, you're not yotze? So on the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivne heading. You can see we have a house shape, and this is a part of our topic and structural note. Sibos, we've written the following. Sibos, Lolomo Ein Yoitzin Choyvas Matzei De Chalas Toidish Asa'on Li Atzmo. Why is it that you cannot fulfill your matzah obligation if you're using, if you choose to use a challah of the toda sacrifice that you prepared for yourself, for your own korban toda? So why not? Omar Rabba, we continue with the bottom line of the Gemara. Rabba says, the Omar Kra, Ushmartem es hamatzos. And we darshan. Matzo hamishtameris l'shem matzo. Mishtameris means guarding it, keeping it from becoming leavened, from fermenting. So the matzo that you guard, L'shem matzah, for the purpose of the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night, that is the matzah that you fulfill your matzah obligation. Yosazu, to the exclusion of a korban todah loaf, she'ein mishtameris l'shem matzah l'shem zevach, elo l'shum zevach. It's when it's prepared not with matzah in mind, it's prepared with the korban todah sacrifice in mind, the zevach or the nozir sacrifice. You're preparing it with that in mind, so that does not conform to the Torah requirement of matzah for Pesach. Rav Yosef Omar Kro, Shibas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. The pasuk in describing matzah of Pesach describes a matzah that you can eat over the course of 7 days. Matzah nechels l'shibas yomim, it must be a matzah that you can eat over the course of 7 days. Yotzes azu, to the exclusion of the sacrificial loaves that we mentioned, she'eno necheles l'shivas yomim elo l'yom v'layla. A korban toda, for example, you have only the day on which it's brought and the following night in which to eat it. You have no more time, that very limited time frame. So it doesn't resemble in that sense the matzah of Passover. The Pesach matzah must be a matzah that you in potential could eat over the course of 7 days. So whether you look at Rabbah or you look at Rav Yosef, both of them are giving us reasons why the matzah loaves prepared for the korban toda, for the nozir, are not capable of fulfilling your matzah requirement. Tanya Kavosi de Rabo, the Tanya Kavosi Rav Yosef. We have Tanaic sources supporting both of these approaches. And we go over them now. Tanya Kavosi de Rabo. Rabo, who spoke about the need to guard the matzah from fermenting for the purpose of the mitzvah of Passover matzahs. The source says, Yochol Yetze Odom Yedei Chavoso B'chalos Toidu Kike Nazir. Could it be that a person shall fulfill his chova, his matzah of Pesach obligation with the loaves of a toga or a nazir sacrifice? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says no. It says Ushmartem es hamatzos, and we dashed underline this because this is the main point why we're bringing the source in. This is what Rabbah himself had said earlier. Here we have Tanaic authority standing behind Rabbah's approach. And from this pasuk, u'shmartem es ha-matzos, we learn matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. If it's matzah that was prepared and guarded from fermentation with matzah in mind, with the matzah of Pesach in mind, that is fine. Yotz sazu, to the exclusion of the toda or nazir loaves, she'eno mishtameres l'shem matzah l'shem zebach, that when they are prepared, albeit in an unfermented and unleavened state, but the mindset you have is not for the mitzvah of matzah of Pesach, it's for bringing the matzah loaves for the sacrifice. And that's, as we said, not good. Not good for Pesach. Tanyo kavosei to Rav Yosef. And a Tanaic source that supports Rav Yosef's approach regarding why Toda and Nazir loaves would not be good for the Pesach matzah obligation. Yochol yetze adam yidei chavosei b'chalos todu kikei nazir. Could a person fulfill his Pesach matzah obligation with the toda or nazir loaves? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, no. Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. That's the pasuk. Matzah nechels is shiva. Only matzah that you could eat over the course of 7 days. Yotzezu, to the exclusion of the sacrificial loaves just mentioned. Sheinon elchels is shiva, ela liyom v'layla. Their time frame for being eaten is just a day and the following night. The Gemara asks, as far as these sacrificial loaves are concerned, why are the sources citing the psukim that they cited when there are alternative sources? And if we look at the side under our Nivneh heading, you'll notice a double underline appears. Sidro shel hatsaos, mikoros, chilufios. There are a series of alternative suggestions for sources, l'din shelo yotzei b'chalos todu kikei nazir, for the inability to fulfill your matzah obligation with the toda or nazir loaves. So the Gemara asks, v'tepukle mi lechem oni, why not learn that the Torah's requirement of lechem oni will be the basis of excluding nazir or toda loaves, and how would that operate? Mi shenech halbaninus. Matzah is only that which an onain can eat. An onain is someone whose close relative died and hasn't been buried yet. So only that which an onain, derived from the word lechem oni, yotza zeh, to the exclusion of these loaves, she'eno ne'chal baninus ela besimcha. When you're dealing with sacrificial loaves, an onain cannot eat them. Only someone in a state of joy can eat them. So why didn't the Tano use lechem oni as a basis of excluding the chalos toga and rekike nazir? The Gemara answers, you know why he didn't use it? Savar lo k'Rabbi Akiva, diomar oni ksiv. The Tano that we saw above holds like Rabbi Akiva that doesn't darshan oini, but and hence leading to onain, but rather darshans the word as it's spelled in the Torah without a vav, oni. And therefore, the requirement of something that an onain can eat doesn't exist as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned. Question: V'tepukle dahavile matzah ashira. Why not learn that the problem with the chalos toda and the rekike nazir is because they are not. They are literally rich in their making. They're rich bread. And rich bread meaning they have oil added to them, and that is a disqualification as far as matzah for the Pesach night is concerned, where it has to be we'll call poor man's bread without anything added other than water and flour. So based on the fact that these sacrificial loaves have oil added to them, isn't that the basis of disqualification? Omar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. He answers, it's true that there is oil. However, the amount of oil in each loaf is so negligible that it wouldn't alter the status of them from being considered lechem oni. Revius he. The amount of oil that would be added to the matzah loaves is a revius. Umischalekes he lekama chalos, and that revius, which itself is a small liquid measure, is divided amongst numerous loaves. thereby not altering, not causing them to really be called matzah ashira. Question: V'tepuk lei de'eno ne'echolos b'chol moshavos. Did we not say that matzah is something that can be eaten b'chol moshavoseichem? Pasuk says b'chol moshavoseichem tochlu matzos, and these are sacrificial loaves. They are limited to Yerushalayim. You can't eat them just wherever. So isn't that a good enough basis of disqualifying them? Omar Reish Lakish Zoysoy Meres. This shows us the fact that the Tano did not use B'chol Moshavos as a basis of disqualification. It shows us that Chalos Toidu Rikike Nozir Necholin B'noiv V'givon. This is a bit historical in nature, but, and Rashi goes into a great deal of background to this, but for our purposes, historically, the towns of Nov and Givon were places that hosted the Mishkan back in history before the Beis HaMikdash was built. And during that time, the Korban Todah and Nazir could have been brought in these places, and the restriction to a confined place for eating them did not apply. And as a result, the concept of something being limited to Yerushalayim and hence not conforming to B'chol Moshvoseichem is really not true. Without going through all of the Rashi, but you might notice that regarding the Todah and Nozir that were brought at Nov and Givon, so there is a reference in the Rashi that those loaves, and we're looking at Rashi on the third of the wide lines under the Tosfos, Rashi says, "De'islu heter b'chol moshvos, b'shoyuchoyun alichon b'chol mokum shiyirtzu, b'soch zman achilosan." You could have taken those loaves, as long as you're staying within a day and a night to eat it, you could have taken those loaves and eaten them wherever. So, based on b'chol moshvoseichem, as a standard for matzah, that would not have excluded the chalos, todah, and rikike nozir. Therefore, if you want to exclude them, you're going to have to come on to one of the other sources, ushmartem es ha-matzos, or shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Tanya, Omar Rebbe Loi, Sho'alti es Rebbe Lezer, Ma'u shietze odom b'chalos todu kikin nozir. I asked Rebbe Lezer, can a person fulfill his matz obligation with those kind of loaves? Omar li, lo shamati. Rebbe Lezer says, I don't have a tradition on that. By the way, this is interesting how this is Rebbe Lezer, consistent with his whole approach to halacha, is witnessed in Maseches Sukkah, where he doesn't say things other than that which he has a direct tradition on. Bosi v'shalti lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. I then, says Rabbi Loi, asked Rabbi Yeshua, Omar li, he answered me, Hare omru, chalos todu kike nozir, shason la'atzmon, ein odom yotzei bohen. Those loaves that were made for his own purpose, or his own use, a person is not able to fulfill his matzah obligation. Limkor b'shuk yotzei bohen. If he made them for sale in the market, so to the public, he can be yotzei with that. Kishabosi v'seisi dvarim lifnei Rabbi Lezer. When I then told this to Rabbi Lezer, Omar li bris hein hein advarim shenemru lo lemoshe b'sinai. He exclaims with a vow, a shvua. Rashi says bris is a shvua type of exclamation. Yeah, he says this is certainly that which was given to this law, this teaching was given to Moshe from Sinai. Ikal diamri bris hein hein hadvarim shenemru lo lemoshe b'sinai velo taimo ba'i. Does it granted it might be some type of oral tradition, but does it not need some kind of explanation? Or alternatively, Rashi says, "Veiko de'amri bitmiha," that this whole phrase is in exclamation. v'chi hein hadvorim v'chulei dolo boi taimo ke'alocha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Is this something that's like some type of oral tradition that can be stated without a reason? So, according to this approach, Rabbi Elazar is not so enthusiastic about what he just heard. The Gemara asks, v'taimo mai, well, why is there this distinction between made for yourself, you're not yotze, but made for sale, you could be yotze? Omar Rabo, kol lashuk, anything that a person made for sale to others, imluchi mimlach, there is the, we'll say, the lack of commitment or the chance of changing of mind, as follows. Omar, the baker, the maker of it says, im isdavin isdavin, it's sold, then fine, then so-and-so who has to bring a korban toldo or a korban nozir will use these loaves for his purposes. Ilo misdavin, if they're not sold, epuk buhu ano, so then I will use it for my own chovas matzah. So that in the case of something made for sale, in fact, it's made with the matzah mitzvah in mind, the potential for using it for his own mitzvah matzah, or it's made with the idea of it being eaten over the course of 7 days. So it's therefore part of, or fits into the scheme of things as far as mitzvahs matzvah Pesach, as opposed to that which you made for your own use. So there, you are committed to using those loaves for your korban toda or your korban nazir, thereby excluding right at the outset its use for matzah of Pesach. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.